With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One mom in Texas says there's a lot of praying going on now in the state as parents wait for word on their daughters, many of whom were swept away in raging floodwaters. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Bodies have been found, some in cars that were washed down upstream that came down into the area. Some are adults, some are children. Again, we don't know where those bodies came from, and was it from a camp, or was it from one of the many homes that are all along the Guadalupe River? We just obviously don't know that at this time.
The official death count at this hour has reached 32, and several others are still missing. President Trump was touting the benefits of his big, beautiful bill at the White House yesterday, among them a break for American car buyers.
You buy a car, you borrow money, you're allowed to deduct for income tax purposes your payment of interest, you're allowed to deduct it. It's never happened before, so run out and buy a car. But I have to tell you, it's only good, Mike, if it's made in America. If it's made in another country, you don't get it.
Legislation extends Mr. Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion. It also provides for a massive increase in both defense spending and immigration enforcement. Russia launched over 500 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assault since that war began 3 years ago. Capital of Kyiv, the primary target. Authorities say one person was killed. At least 26 people have been hurt. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has made his first public appearance since the 12-day war. This is SRN News. A new poll compares the United States to the rest of the world on religion.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries, according to the Pew Research Survey. We are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from the Civil Rights Code under law that took effect this week. Now, that means transgender residents are no longer part of a special protected class. Law also defines male and female based on biological reality, removes the ability for people to change their sex designation on a birth certificate. This is SRN News. What a wonderful and historical discovery. A volunteer has found the Holy Grail of abolitionist-era Baptist documents in Massachusetts. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more on this amazing finding.
A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was signed 2 years after the issue of slavery prompted Baptists in the South to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention. Church officials consider the scroll one of the most important abolitionist-era Baptist documents. It was discovered in a storage room in Groton, Massachusetts. Ron Taylor reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.